What happens when the most dangerous man you know becomes your safe harbor? In the captivating world of twisted lies, Christian Harper is a study in contradictions. CEO of an elite security firm, owner of Stella's apartment building, and a man with an intimidating presence that both terrifies and intrigues. Their first meaningful encounter during a blizzard sets the stage for an undeniable tension that simmers beneath their seemingly simple arrangement. Stella tends to Christian's plants in exchange for reduced rent. But for Christian, Stella is an obsession he can't shake. He keeps her lost turquoise ring in his pocket like a talisman, considering her his despite their minimal interactions. Meanwhile, Stella guards her heart carefully, focusing on her fashion blog and caring for Mora, the one who raised her and now battles Alzheimer's in an assisted living facility. When Stella loses her job at DC Style magazine and faces mounting bills for Mora's care, desperation leads her to consider an unconventional solution. After three disastrous attempts to find a fake boyfriend to boost her social media following and secure a lucrative brand deal, Christian makes an unexpected proposal. He'll act as her boyfriend for business functions if she accompanies him to his events. His one condition? She can never show his face on social media. They establish clear terms: physical contact only when necessary, a two-week notice to end the arrangement, and most importantly, no catching feelings. Christian's parting words, "I don't believe in love," hang ominously between them, a warning Stella should have heeded more carefully. Their fake relationship proves remarkably effective. After posting just one photo together, Stella gains over 100,000 likes and 10,000 new followers overnight. The possibility of reaching a million followers and securing six-figure brand deals that would pay for Mora's care suddenly seems within reach. But as they continue their charade, something shifts. Christian's possessiveness emerges in unexpected ways. He can't stand watching her smile at another man, however tentatively. When someone gropes Stella at a business function, Christian's quiet rage manifests in chilling ways. For Stella, Christian becomes both strength and vulnerability. He encourages her fashion design dreams and stands up to her critical parents, yet she struggles with growing feelings for a man who claims he doesn't believe in love. Just as Stella and Christian grow closer, their pasts threaten to tear them apart. Stella receives an ominous note. "You were supposed to wait for me, Stella. You didn't." The message triggers memories of a stalker from 2 years ago. Christian insists she move into his apartment for protection and spontaneously proposes a month-long trip to Italy while he resolves issues at his company. A traitor leaking information to competitors and a mysterious device knockoff. But Christian harbors his own dark secret. He's been obsessed with Stella for years, ever since witnessing her kindness toward a teenage thief. His obsession led him to investigate her background extensively, compiling files on her, her family, and friends. When Stella accidentally discovers these files, her world shatters. Despite Christian's desperate confession of love, she asks him to leave her alone, unable to trust anything he's told her. 2 weeks of miserable separation end when Stella is kidnapped by Julian, a journalist whose obsession began years earlier during their university days. In a terrifying confrontation, Julian reveals he's kept every paper she wrote, photographed her from afar, and created an elaborate fantasy of their future together. During a desperate struggle for survival, Stella fights back but finds herself at gunpoint. Just as all seems lost, Christian and his team burst in, having tracked her phone. Despite their estrangement, Stella collapses into Christian's protective embrace. As Christian tends to Stella's wounds, he finally reveals the truth about Magda, not a mistress as Stella feared, but his mother's final painting concealing the suicide note that devastated 12-year-old Christian. In the quiet safety of his penthouse, Stella admits that in what she thought were her final moments, it was Christian's face she saw, his name she wanted to speak. Christian's response to Julian's actions reveals his darkest nature, a calculated fury that had simmered beneath his controlled exterior. In a remote warehouse, he confronts Julian with eerie calm, explaining that his greatest mistake wasn't the betrayal or sabotage, it was harming someone who belonged to Christian. The memory of Stella's bruises fuels a rage so profound it transforms him. Only a simple text from Stella, "Please come home," cuts through his darkness. When Christian returns, he finds Stella surrounded by his 20 unsent letters, each a carefully crafted confession of his feelings, fears, and hopes. Their reconciliation unfolds through passionate kisses and tender touches, building something stronger from broken pieces. Stella accepts that morality isn't always clear-cut, that sometimes protection comes from darkness, and that love can flourish in the mysterious space between right and wrong. 1 year later, Stella's inaugural fashion show in Milan concludes with thunderous applause. In the 12 months since launching Stella Harper Designs, her profile has skyrocketed. Looking into the crowd, she finds her anchor points, her parents, friends, and most significantly, Christian. While others cheer wildly, his presence remains steady, the subtle curve of his lips and warmth in his eyes conveying everything words cannot. Later, during a private moment on the Amalfi Coast where they first truly opened their hearts, Christian proposes with an antique platinum ring featuring emeralds that match her eyes. 4 years into their marriage, Christian still finds ways to sweep her off her feet, surprising her at her Milan atelier with armfuls of flowers, having cut short his London trip because 2 days without you feels like an eternity. His devastating smile still makes her heart perform Olympic-level gymnastics, and when he drawls, "It's been 5 whole minutes, Mrs. Harper," she can only throw her arms around his neck, his rich laughter filling the sunlit room. Their journey challenges us to reconsider black and white notions of morality and love. Christian is undeniably dangerous, capable of violence without remorse, yet his devotion to Stella is absolute. Through their relationship, she discovers her own capacity for understanding the gray areas between right and wrong. What makes their connection work isn't that Stella changes Christian or that he becomes conventionally better, but that they find acceptance in each other's arms. Christian gives Stella confidence to pursue her dreams, while she offers him the unconditional love he never believed existed. Their story reminds us that true love isn't about finding someone perfect. It's about finding someone whose broken pieces fit with yours, creating something beautiful from what was once shattered. In a world of twisted lies, their love becomes the most honest thing either has known, proving that authenticity can emerge from even the darkest beginnings.